Welcome back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. The website is theliberationstation.com. And the chat room is on the listen/archives page. Not very active today in the chat room, but I do read your chats, and I do have the audio alert on, so I will hear a little pop, but that shouldn't go over Skype. You only know about it when I mention it, as you did before. I hear the series of audio alerts, and I go and rush mention on the air that I was going to check out the chat room after a bunch of chats, because I want to make sure I don't start moving on to the next topic if what you are chatting is relevant to the topic. And that's over on the listen/archives page. The Facebook live stream is shared over on Republic Broadcasting's Facebook page. Let me go check. I shared it there. Got to make sure Facebook followed my instructions. It's at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa for the time being, and I'm going to have to go attempt to tell Facebook to share it again. because Facebook has all these amazing features, but a lot of the times they malfunction. They just don't work. So there's all this glitter and bling, but there isn't a whole lot of stuff going on with these things. I guess they put on a function where you have to change roles between my different NIST pages I administer or an editor on before I can go post on them and have access to full access to everything. And gosh. Okay, so during this next clip, I'm going to have to go in and share it over at facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252 and toll-free 800-313-9443. If you'd like to connect on Skype for a better quality audio, and if you'd like to be shown on video, you can send me, or I'll send you by some secure way my Skype address. You send me yours either way and send an invite to the other. And if we can pipe you, I can pipe you in or show you up on screen if you like. And often when you call, I do put up on screen things that you're talking about, regardless of whether I know about them. So you can familiarize me at the same time I'm learning about it, or teaching the audience about it. And so let's get on here for about five more minutes with this, finishing up this article before we get on to clip number three. Once I'm able to get my computer to cooperate. Here we are. I'll continue now with this article from Marianne DeMassey, mariannedemassey.substack.com. Right at the top there. And by the way, it's a Y in her name, in Mary, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-E. DeMassey is D as in door, E-M as in Mary, A-S as in Sam, and I. .substack.com. And resuming the article, the ensuing criticism. Let me just back up by one short sentence or paragraph so you can retain the context from before the break. But a Freedom of Information request for studies to support the UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence's claim that depression treatment guidelines suggested that withdrawal symptoms were, quote, usually mild and self-limiting over about 1 week, end quote. The Freedom of Information Act request for studies to support that claim revealed that not only did the agency lack evidence, but they also had sources contradicting its claims. The ensuing criticism led to an update of the NICE guidelines in 2019 and then again in 2022, recommending that psychiatrists and mental health professionals talk with their patients about antidepressant withdrawal. And it gives the guidelines 1.4.15. Withdrawal can sometimes be more difficult, with symptoms lasting longer, in some cases several weeks, and occasionally several months. Withdrawal symptoms can sometimes be severe, particularly if the antidepressant medication is stopped suddenly. Continuing the article, unfortunately, guidelines in other countries have not been updated sufficiently. For example, the Australian guidelines still recommend, to which this article links, a, quote, gradual dose reduction with lowering by increments every few days, usually over a period of 4 weeks, end quote. The 2020 Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists Clinical Practice Guidelines, to which this article links, for mood disorders, refer to hyperbolic tapering, but say, quote, reducing the antidepressant in such a way is impractical, as current preparations of antidepressant do not allow for the dose to be reduced by such small decrements, end quote. What they're actually saying is that it's too difficult for patients to crush or evenly divide tablets or pills accurately. And I'm going to interject here. I've heard that folks will just use a razor blade to shave off a little bit at a time each day and get a feel for how they feel based on how much they shave. Continuing the article, however, there are practitioners who can help patients manage these hurdles. For example, they can reduce the dose by counting beads in capsules, buying a tablet guillotine at the pharmacy, using a nail file and a scale, or using a solution. Our new study on tapering antidepressants. We recently completed a study in which we reviewed trials that analyzed various ways of helping patients withdraw from antidepressants. Our primary objective was to determine the success rate of patients attempting to withdraw from their medication using any intervention, and see how that impacted relapse, severity of symptoms, and quality of life. Of the 13 trials in our systematic review, we found that there was a huge difference in the chances of successfully withdrawing from antidepressants. It ranged from between 9 and 80%, with a median of 50%, interquartile range 29 to 65%. The main reasons for the huge variation between the trials were that they all tapered patients off their pills too quickly, and they all confounded withdrawal symptoms with relapse. Of particular interest, we carried out a meta-regression showing that the length of taper was highly predictive for the risk of what the psychiatrists call relapse. P-value 0.00001. i.e., the longer you taper off the pills, the greater your chance of success. It should be noted that what happens is rarely a true relapse, but withdrawal symptoms that mimic a relapse. And it gives a graph showing that. Finishing up the article now. Therefore, the true proportion of patients on antidepressants who can stop safely without quote-unquote relapse, is likely to be considerably higher than the 50% we found in the trials, especially if the taper is done hyperbolically. And our paper has been uploaded as a preprint, to which this article links here. And it's entitled Interventions to Help Patients Withdraw from Depression Drugs. If it'll allow me to load here. Gosh, I tell you, once again, these medical journals jam up my computer with their website. So I am just going to hold that and get to it later. But for now, we'll get to your call. Lauren in Ohio, good afternoon. What's on your... it's good morning where you are, isn't it? I'm not sure.
Yes, it's raining, but it's, you know, it's an excuse for me to be inside listening to the radio. Anyway,
I hope you're paying the government what you owe them for that.
Oh, my God. Is this ridiculous? But you know what's even more ridiculous? We're obeying them and doing what they say. You know, it's funny because their only power is that we don't use our power. I mean, it's so easy to fix this. 30 days of doing the right thing. Be constructive. Don't do things that are stupid and hurt yourself. You know, and find another path. You know, what are we going to these grocery stores for? You better find yourself a local farmer while you can. Anyway, I used to sell those head drugs. So I was a pharmaceutical rep, right. And I sold against Prozac and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I regularly used suicidal ideation right out of their package insert. It's a black box drug. And, you know, oh, you can use my drug, doctor. And it'll, I mean, and the reason that people have the problems with the withdrawal symptoms is because you're a God machine. You do, your body does what he made it to do. Whether you believe in God or not, it's a machine that was built and it works the way it works. So it's like putting sugar in your gas tank. If you put things that break the car in it, then you shouldn't be surprised or blame the manufacturer when the car breaks. But the thing that happens with the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you're actually decreasing
what you need in it. Like Dr. Sherry Rogers says that you need all of the parts. And her analogy is, if you might have heard this, I'm sure you've heard this, Lauren. And,
oh, yeah, like vitamin E. Yeah, it's like buying one out of every eight fractions of vitamin E instead of all four tocotrienols and all four tocopherols. Yes, that's exact. But probably. It's a little different than that, because what happens
trying to go buy a car and saying, I expect it to work, but I don't really feel like paying for the steering wheel, or I don't feel like this tire. I'll buy this other tire over here later on.
Right.
And, you know, you expect your body to work, but you don't give it everything you need. So,
you're giving it something it doesn't need. That's the point. You're poisoning the system, blocking the reuptake of serotonin. Serotonin is fight or flight. Right. You got to run. You got to fight the giant. You bring it on. The energy flows. You're up. You are ready. Now, as soon as that situation's over, normally the serotonin reuptake, it'll pop back up in and you're cool. You're normal. You're leveled out. Well, what happens is you take the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and now you feel up. You feel good. I mean, like really good. You know, all the time. That's what the feeling, the sensation, it's artificial, but it's, you know, a lot of times, depending on if you're in the doldrums, then it feels better. But the problem is God made your body. And since he knows that serotonin needs to be absorbed out of your bloodstream, he makes more receptors. So when you try to, okay, I've had enough of this. I'm getting off this drug. Yeah, but now you have 10 times the serotonin receptors than you used to have. So anytime any little bit of joy serotonin comes out, it's sucked right back in. So you are in a deep depression. That's when they jump off the building. That's when they put their baby in the microwave or rape the neighbor. It's also a chemical lobotomy, separating your front brain from your midbrain. I want to is your front brain. Your midbrain is I should or I shouldn't. I want to have sex with that child. But the midbrain says, oh, but that's bad. Well, a lobotomy is severing that connection. And that's what these, especially the weapon that they put in people, that's part of what these things do. They eat portions of the brain that cause you to be able to control yourself and to, you know, connect right and wrong. And, you know, so a lot of times, and who wrote that book? Prozac, Panacea or Pandora's Box, and Blake Tracy. And she testifies in court cases regarding this. But you find yourself doing the nightmare. And you think it's a dream, only you actually did it. And this is what's going on with those head drugs. I used to sell Valium, too. Valium, Versed, Limpitrol, Librium, I mean, Buspar. So I sold, this is what I did for a living. And I'm telling you, you're depressed because you're either not doing the right thing, and you know it, and you don't feel good about it. Well, it's okay to be depressed, to be sad, to be down. Do something different. Go help someone. Go do something constructive. And believe me, you'll feel better. Smile. Use those muscles in your face. It makes you, it lifts your spirit. But
fake it till you make it, like they say, so in that case.
Well, it's not even faking it, though, because when you're doing the right thing, even if nobody's paying attention, even if you're not the star, the whatever it is you dream to be, you are a productive
entity on the planet.
Some people are so
sadistic that they need to fake it till they make it. They're truly...
but the problem is they're not doing what they need to make it.
Psychopaths do take a hard look at themselves and change.
Wait. I'm not talking about psychopaths. I'm not talking about people that have no empathy. Those are broken people. I'm talking about healthy, normal Americans that in the last 10 years, you know, life's gotten real difficult. Your kids have gone nuts. You know, you don't understand what's going on around you. And even if you pay attention and listen to shows like this, you can't get it straight. We can't sort it out. The reason is nobody wants Jesus. Nobody wants the way, the truth, the life. It's a singular thing. And even if you take his name off of it, that which is right and true stays right and true. So you can't have tranny story time. You can't have Heather has two mommies. You can't have all these broken people leading your system. It's like having, you know, members of the tribe. It's like half the cabinet is, you know, Jewish. Okay, it's like 1% of the population, 0.5%, 2%, whatever. It's how is them the only ones that's out there leading us? How is that? Because they own the media. They own the healthcare systems. You know, you just read what Naomi Wolf was reading from her girl there. I'm going to put that on my local radio on Monday morning. Absolutely. References, where to listen, your show too. This is what you need to be listening to. Because these people, aren't you tired of just fighting and screaming and running? Where's the let's kick them in the rear area? Let's expose the truth, like the Bible says, expose and overturn. Let's hold them accountable for the criminal activity.
Fight them as much later.
That's the, say it again?
Fight them now so you won't have to fight them as much.
No, it's not a fight, though.
Wait,
but it's not a fight. It's not a fight. It's exposing the truth. Do you think most Americans would go along with this if they knew about it? Hell no, they wouldn't. That's why they own the media and don't tell them nothing about it. It's like Joe Biden getting elected even though he's raping his daughter and Hunter's got pet, or, you know, kitty porn, you know, right there on TV for God and everyone to see, and the FBI's protecting him. That's our fault. We're sitting by allowing this to happen, by participating, by are you still paying taxes? Is anybody still paying income taxes? They're bringing in all these foreigners with your money, and you're going to sit here, I'm going to vote in 2 years. Okay, you keep voting. I'm going to expose and overturn like God said. I'm going to make sure people know and understand that this is their own fault. Your damaged children, your crappy lives, your crappy job you hate. You can change that in an instant. Just make the decision. It's like Dorothy. Click your heels. You can go and do and be anywhere you want. They are not your boss. Now, is it going to take you a minute to kind of turn things around, find where you want to be, unload the house in the city, move to the country, or whatever it is you want to do? But if you start thinking in terms of you have all the power, this is your trip through the universe, and that body God gave you, that's yours to control. You control what goes in it. They come with another shot. No, thank you. They come with their GMO food. Nope, I found the local farmer. They want to educate your kids with all this freakdom. Nope, I'm homeschooling. The teacher that didn't want to take the shot down the street, yeah, she's got 10 of our kids. Yeah, we each pitch in $100 a week or whatever it is, work it out. But, you know, it's not difficult for us to win this, but we cannot win if we don't even understand, number one, there's a God that created us. And it doesn't matter if you believe in him. It's like not believing in gravity. Hey, do what you want to do, man. I'm all about freedom. I am for freedom. But if you jump off that balcony, you can bet I'm not paying your hospital bill. I'm not paying for your brain-damaged, retarded child because you keep shooting them up with poison. I'm not paying for your cancer or your funeral costs for the people that have been killed with the COVID. Nope. Everybody's got to just eat their loss where they are, because to get paid is to rob your neighbor to get paid. So let's just
some parents
stop giving
have to
them
pay
access
for their
to our money.
Some parents are having to pay for the detransitioning of their kids that they were involuntarily, you know, subjected without their consent or knowledge subjected to those kids.
Right,
so.
But the question is, why were they out of your care? I ran
right,
the state school board
in
the 90s. Say it again?
Yeah, right. Public schooling is child abuse. So
well,
just,
even
arguing about
schooling.
Books, like here in Florida, books being banned. And okay, number one, they're not teaching things that you're going to have to unlearn.
They can't write cursive, but they know how to give a blowjob.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah, or how to
seriously?
Hook up. How
and the
to
thing
be,
is, think about what I just
into,
said.
By the way, I called into a talk show this morning about that. Is the host, the communist revolutionary co-host, was trying to say, well, you parents, why don't you just teach your children the way you want to and tell them to avoid those books? And the host was saying, yeah, if I ever saw books like that when I was younger, I'd avoid them. I don't think they were, number one, they weren't around when we were younger. But he's the same
Playboy
age.
And Hustler were...
What's that?
I mean, you know, there's always temptation. That's why you supervise your children. That's why you know where they are.
Yeah,
that's why you keep them busy.
If there's a porn magazine under their mattress,
constructive behavior.
If they check that book out from a school and it's under their mattress, or a porn magazine under their mattress, you confiscate it. So,
well, no, but anyway, the whole point is,
called in, and you know, one of the points I made was, well, why can't the reverse be true? Why don't you just teach your kids that crap if they're so interested in it? But you know, really, it's the studies show those young males with the coming from a broken home who are more interested in that. Kids who already are approving aren't interested. Contrary to what I think those who are seeking approval believe, they're seeking approval from, you know, straight-laced average student, and those kids are already accepting, but, you know, they're trying to, the idea is to convince those kids to become, to transition or consider transitioning or changing their, quote-unquote, gender to something, you know.
Well,
even
instead of seeking approval, we need these kids to be seeking truth. And the reason they're seeking some kind of bond is because the normal family bond simply isn't there. If you take your children and at 6 weeks old, they go into daycare, they're gone all day. Then you stick them in school, they're gone all day. You didn't raise those children, and they're not your children. They are the state's children, and they think the way the state programmed them to think 9 hours a day on the school bus. And don't forget the media and the cell phones. I mean, you people that give your children cell phones, y'all are crazy. But that's okay. You have a right to be crazy, and we have a right to be going through what we're going through and losing this country. What I'm saying to you is we can have the country back in 30 days. If we all, I'm telling you, go to your local sheriffs with the information that you just pulled off of dailyclout.io. I'm going to be taking that around, just like I did with the smallpox when they were trying to give smallpox vaccines. You're like, yeah, right. And I went to the sheriff's office. I just, like a drug rep, just went out there and called on them. They've never seen the information that's being exposed on Republic Broadcasting. It may be difficult to get people to change their habits and turn on a new radio station, but I'll tell you what, when you give them pieces of information like this, print it out and hand it to them and say, look over this, and here's Republic Broadcasting, and here's the, you know, and show them where to go. They don't know where to go to find real truth. That's what the flooding of the media is for, because you get all this bits and pieces out there, and in the end, it's a bunch of people all trying to stay and fight in the system the way the system is, as opposed to understanding that's not the system. God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club, not to manage us. The Constitution, the Congress met starting the first Monday in December, and that's when the Congress met, until they did the 20th Amendment, and then the Congress meets January 3rd, the third day of January. Okay, so one is the end of the year, is everything okay? And the other is, let's meet all year, let's pay ourselves a salary, let's make a business, corporation of this government, which they did, and then let's tell the people what they have to do. You have to have this toilet. You can't use a gas stove. You can't have any cars. I want to swear, who do they think they are, and why are we putting up with that? I'm going to have a gas stove. I want new companies, real car, real appliance, plain old mechanical, no electronics, way it used to be. That's going to be so hot, just like homeschooling, because there's nothing in the Bible about put your kids in a school where they're all separated by age, so your kids aren't even friends with each other. You know, little Johnny, he doesn't want to play with Jenny or Jenny's friends. They're 3 years younger, and they hate each other. They show you all this stuff on TV, Brady Bunch, and, you know, and it used to be funny because everybody knew right from wrong. Well, now they think that's life. So my point is, if we just go back to actually living, actually raise your own children, actually look them in the face in the morning, actually cook them some real food, show them how to cook, garden with them. You're going to need these things. This isn't optional anymore. They're shutting down this country. And the way you end up, hey, I'm from four Indian tribes that don't exist anymore. Go ahead. When they shoot the buffalo, when they kill your food supply and give you only Bill Gates, Henrietta Lacks, immortal cell line, cancer tumors merged with beef. Right. I mean, if you really want to wait till it gets there.
HEK cell line you're talking about? HEK hyphen?
Yeah, whatever. Henrietta Lacks, it's a cancer tumor cell line merged with beef. It's a clone. You're not even eating real food. And this is my point. Why the disrespect? They're telling you carbon dioxide is a poison. Are you retarded? I mean, that's my point. We are allowing them to do this, and these things are so blatantly, obviously stupid, untrue, destructive, corrupt. You can either L-I-V-E live, have life more abundantly by doing, follow the Ten Commandments, even if you're not a Christian. Can you honor your father and your mother, even if they were bad and they did stupid stuff and they're just people. They're learning here too. And they were raised worse than we were. Because, I mean, I was cocaine.
That's a good perspective.
Well,
that's
no,
a good
they
perspective
just,
for, you know, to idolize
no one.
They weren't
seeking truth
see them
so
as,
much. They were like...
Just people. They're just people, too, doing their best. And that's where a lot of people are so traumatized by their upbringing or later on. Maybe they've gone to the military. They traumatize themselves thinking they're doing
right.
the right thing.
And
or
forgiveness.
Now maybe they've gotten a COVID shot. So they've changed their DNA.
Again,
or
forgiveness, still making the spike education.
Protein. So what I'm saying is that, fix
what you've done.
Folks need to, those folks, especially if you're suffering from trauma, do a little you can to help others, even if you can't make up directly to those who you might have harmed. You know, if you can't apologize to them, you know, they're not alive, maybe to apologize. It's going to be helpful to you, to your spirit, show you how to help others who, in the same sort of similar situations as those you've harmed, and learn that that's going to help. That's necessary for your recovery. And,
well, and remember,
you know, like my mom, by the way, you know, would apologize to me as an R, not apologize, but was very sorry as an remorseful as a former RN when she's bringing me up, telling me about the horrible things that she was a part of, or not directly involved with the lobotomy, but helping a lobotomy patient recover, for instance, and
right.
and other things that she just, you know, turned her to nutrition, fortunately for me, and bringing brought up.
There you go. That's the blessing out of it.
Right.
That's exactly it. I was a drug rep. I had a lot of black box products, things that killed people. But I don't look back at what I did. I was sincere, but I was sincerely wrong. But in repentance, that's when you come back into the way, L-I-V-E, live, or E-V-I-L, evil, that which destroys. Let's promote all of these things that are broken and put that on the dish for the people to eat from. Now, we the people, we're the ones with the power. We can eat it or not. And I say, don't eat it, and let's start bypassing them. Let's start building our own systems back the way we used to have it. In the old days, you had local everything. Local, and I'm talking about the order of power. The government, the city, the township, they're not over you, okay? And these contracts that they're using to say, look, you signed a contract. It's like this election. Look, you voted for Biden. It's like, look, man, I don't care what he says. If he says he's signing a World Health Treaty whereby they're going to put the UN over the United States, look, they're criminals and you can't do it. You can't sign on to something that's the opposite of the contract that establishes the nation. But again, this is common sense. We don't have common sense anymore. So let's go back to that. Your kids go to those schools and they come out not even writing cursive and learning all kind of stuff that they shouldn't be learning. You parents that are doing that, you are parents. Parents is a term of legalese. You have no property rights. And they have the right to do whatever they want to your kids in school. Teach them porn, have bedrooms in there for them to have sex, have clinics in there to get their abortions in the school. I was in the state house in Ohio Sunday night at midnight fighting that in the 90s. And damned if they didn't do it. So that's why I'm saying, no, I just removed my children. They're educated. They're competent. They're happy. They're sane. Okay. How many people are having trouble with their kids?
You can
recover all of this with forgiveness. The Bible says forgive 7 times 70. That includes forgiving yourself. Stop beating yourself up about what you did.
All right, Lauren. Yeah, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Yeah, good point. I agree wholeheartedly. And now we have the internet where they're trying to teach kids in school how to hook up and become preyed upon. We'll be right back. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. And Tom in Utah, hold on the line. We'll get to you in just a moment. Dave in New York, we'll get to you as well. Comments about people voting for Biden that Lauren in Ohio just made. There's a Fox News poll that revealed that a combination of 28 of Democrat primary voters have moved away from Biden to Kennedy and Marianne Williamson. Kennedy took 19% of Biden supporters, while Williamson took 9%. And I think it was 14% that Kennedy had 14% of the day that he announced for election. So he's gone up 5%. And it looks like he's on his way up. I believe he's going to really just show. I think he's going to be like another Ross Perot in the polls. The Ross Perot before he got out and then got back in. unfortunately, that hurt his numbers. I still voted for him, but that hurt his numbers. And I didn't see any other option because at that time I had done research thanks to the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush. That was by Webster Griffin Tarpley and Anton, I'm trying to remember his last name, Anton Aiken, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if that's close to his name, but at Tarpley.net, you can see it. And, that was the information that's showing things like the dirty Nazi money that Prescott Bush had built up the Bush family with. And so that money suddenly becomes clean, I guess, once you're running for office here in this country, as he did, Bush family did. Censured in Congress, Prescott Bush, Senator Prescott Bush censured Congress, but didn't suffer any kind of repercussions other than that. And so I think we're going to have Kennedy and the issue, him get more popular along with the issues that he covers. And so much to cover on him, but we don't have the time. When it comes to children, raising children, get their feet on the ground, their head in the clouds, I think is a good policy so that they're not enticed by unhealthy, unwanted habits or desires. Make sure that they're physically healthy, whatever their choice in life is going to be, I would support them, but make sure that they have a foundation and say, okay, well, this is the everybody, because everybody is unique. This is the you who is healthy. And teach them meditation. Teach them, as I say, focus on your heart and your third eye constantly. You don't have to go cross-eyed. Focusing on your third eye as you just become aware of it. And connect with people focusing third eye to third eye, heart to heart. Isn't that how you want to connect? I would like to have them connect with you. And once I think a child or a person learns to reach that internal dial inside that allows you to become ecstatic, the drop of a hat, just by inviting in the Holy Spirit, God's loving Holy Spirit, or prana, or chi, or orgone, whatever you'd like to call it, that's always there, just by becoming still, being able to heal yourself, others, and situations, help improve your understanding in order to see what the lesson is, because karma isn't about teaching a harsh lesson. If it's unwanted karma, if it's good karma, then that's great. But if it's unwanted karma, it's not about teaching a harsh lesson. It's about, you don't want to end up asking yourself, what did I do to deserve this? As if you're separate from God. But it's about trying to see the lesson. And once the lesson is learned, then the karma dissolves. And of course, you'll want to have learned from it. Follow through with correcting those unconscious habits even further, and making amends. And so the point is that I'm not saying don't have sex to someone who's just reaching puberty or post-pubescence. They're your minor child, and you want to talk to them, of course, as they're entering puberty, explain things to them, though they will want that less if they learn meditation techniques that allow them to be happy, and want them, have them seeking to be happy, knowing that, learning more and more that, as I've learned growing older, that just to, holding a grudge can have severe consequences later in life, and learn about those consequences by fasting. If I thought I've let go of a grudge, I've forgiven somebody in fasting, I'll learn that I've haven't fully, and for a certain reason, it'll come become clear to me, instant epiphany there in fasting, as I'm doing whatever I'm doing, makes life an easier meditation to fast. And so, you think children, when they're brought up learning spiritual techniques, they will, like with anybody, want things that are unhealthy less. They'll learn what is unhealthy. And when it comes to habits or thought patterns. So that's, I think, the most important thing is to teach discipline so that by the time they do reach puberty, and maybe by 25 years old, as the nervous system is becoming fully developed, we'll already become familiar with how to, like I said, reach that dial inside, become in touch with their own nervous system to become a better and better conduit, building the pranic nerve or this Holy Spirit nerve, building the nerve to sustain the energy, as I've learned, not in waves, but constantly as a constant transceiver, receiving and transmitting constantly with a constant flow rather than feeling it in waves as you may be familiar with. The tingles, the tingles on the back of your neck or whatever comes in waves. Well, it is spiritual things are sexual, but they're not arousing in a sexual way. They're really there to teach spiritual technique and sex alike, I think. When somebody who's proficient in spiritual techniques is about focusing on the heart and thinking about, well, what is the, if it's not for creating a child, for practicing creating a child maybe, or if you're not creating a child, if you're not interested in creating a child, you might be aware that, may become aware that there are spirit souls around who are interested in incarnating and becoming your child, though it's really a matter of inviting in the highest, the most evolved spirit, and planning that, if you want to talk about planned parenthood. And I think the heart is the biggest sexual organ, whether you're having sex or not, is my point. That's what I was getting to. Whether you're involved in meditation or you're having sex, then being able to focus on your heart and invite in the Holy Spirit and make a connection with the heart that should be palpable with practice. And as the third eye as well. And when it comes to practicing spiritual technique, simply being around other people, you want to heal them, you want to help them out, though sometimes you might make them uncomfortable and then notice that when I'm in a heightened state, that their third eye, their amygdala that's just behind each temple, they think that they're having a fly land on it or something, or they become a little irritated. So if I find that the person isn't interested, if I think that if spirit tells me that they're not interested in finding out why, I won't tell them. If they are, I will. If somebody is, say, in a intoxicated state, I don't want them to get sober, but I'm not going to try to ask them to sit down and meditate with me when they're asking me if I want to go out and party with them. And so that's one instance I haven't, I'll say. But the point is that you can, when I say sending good vibes out through your environment, throughout creation, it can be palpable. And focusing on your heart, your third eye, allows you to feel all your chakras. They are real. I've learned your up your crown chakra and even chakras above. In deeper meditation, I've learned about and chakras below your physical body, both above and below. That some disciplines do teach about, I found later. I just point out some of this stuff. I know I ramble on. A lot of people can't relate to because they haven't the experience. Though if I can just stimulate a little bit of imagination with a few words, maybe that'll be helpful. But for the time being, once again, just focus on your heart and your third eye constantly, as constantly as you can. And everything will work out if you are a sincere seeker. And I shall now seek your phone calls, Tom in Utah, Dave in New York. So let's start with Tom. Good afternoon. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Chris, can you hear me?
Again?
Backing up Lauren, she mentioned Dr. Anne Blake Tracy, but forgot to mention her website called drugawareness.org. Drugawareness.org. Anne and I served on panel with Gary Noll and Big Tree down in Florida. And one of our guests was Jeb Bush, who's probably prime candidate for the use of the psychotropics. But anyway, please make sure people are aware of drugawareness.org. Like I say, Anne Tracy was one of my students and fellows. We were both invited down to Florida to do a presentation on the impact of the psychotropic drugs. My part was to introduce the factor of nutritional disparity. But anyway, I really recommend people go to drugawareness.org. She teaches you how to shave your drugs and come down logically and carefully and safely. Drugawareness.org.
Right. Great. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, and it might save some lives. Anything else, Tom?
That's it. I don't want to offend the listeners.
No, I don't think you're capable of offending anyone, Tom.
Or the commercial accounts.
Excuse me?
Or the commercial accounts.
Oh. I don't think, you want the disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of the staff manager or sponsors of this.
Nutritional disparity is a key factor in the attention deficit and other factors that children and adults are suffering from. In fact, Coretta Scott King had me come to Washington, D.C., and I actually took one of my students, Alicia Silverstone, with me. And Greta was shocked, along with one of her guests at that same meeting, which was the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai wanted me to go to India, but I said, if I go to India, I'm going to offend the Hindus because of my stance on dairy and flesh and how they impact the behavior because of the nutritional disparity those things create. Anyway, yeah, go to drugawareness.org, and you can respect Anne Tracy. She and I served in many court cases together. She's not a schmuck, and neither am I. And neither is Gary Noll, and neither is Del Picre.
The Dalai Lama is in hot water, did you see?
Uh-huh.
He asked a couple weeks ago where he asked I saw the video where he asked a child in English, suck my tongue. Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. I should ask you to hide the children. But, you know, and then he apologized for it. But some people are trying to explain that it was. I saw one explanation that it should have said that eat my tongue, because that's a saying in Tibetan that, you know, after you serve a child candy on your tongue. That this is all I have left is to eat my tongue. Sorry, I don't have any more candy left. All I have left is for you to eat my tongue, is the implication. But he apologized.
By the way,
I think he knows English quite well enough
he does.
to have not made that mistake.
By the way, I apologize, too. I'm talking with a lisp because I bit my tongue when I did a backflip. I'm 82 doing exercises, and I messed up on a backflip, so I bit my tongue. So I apologize for having my bitten tongue today. So it's a little bruise, so I'm talking with a little lisp. But again, drugawareness.org. Lauren, give me a call when you can. I can.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, Lauren, you heard him. All right. Thanks, all right. Tom. And that's International Coalition for Drug Awareness. Also, SSRIstories.net is their other site. And we'll be back with your phone calls on Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here with you. Dave in New York coming up. Stay tuned.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Radio show. We're back here with you, and I encourage folks to check out the blogs page at theliberationstation.com for, as I have often mentioned, the mood lifting, brain boosting blog, the psychiatric medication violence blog. Full name of that is Psychiatric Medications Often Provoke Violence blog. The Neurogenesis blog, supplements to help regrow nerve and brain tissue, nerve and brain cells, and fat/EFA absorption blog, which is also helpful. I kind of cross-linked some of these blogs. Oh, and digestive wellness blog is helpful for neurotransmitters. like serotonin, dopamine is more made in the brain, serotonin made more in the gut. And always a detoxification blog and daily regimen blog, the most two most important. Most of the blogs there are health related. Okay, so we have Mike in Kentucky just jumped on the line. We'll try to speed through the calls here. Dave in New York, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Chris. The internet has been a great invention, and it's been great in many ways, but what has it done to us? Now, Tucker Carlson recently put out a short video. Well, he was actually at a particular forum. But the short video portion can be seen. It's titled, Why You Shouldn't Throw Away Your Hard Copy Books. And I think he makes a very important point here. And we take what's good from these people and what is true. So his point is that the IQ of the nation has dropped since the internet came out. And it's due to the internet, the use of the internet in chat rooms and areas where people have all closeted thoughts. And it also
popular opinion. Popular opinion becomes real. And, you know, a lot of those books, if you can't find them, go to archive.org. And I found a lot of even Patriot books there. I'm sorry. We don't have time for any more calls. But go ahead, Dave. You have about 30 seconds left.
All right. Well, so basically, when people in these rooms then suppress discussion and a diversity of thoughts, what they're doing is censorship. It's the same thing as the CDC did, but it's even worse. And these forums also give rise to deceptive thoughts and deceptive concepts, which are distributed. And if they're accepted, then they're spread widely and they go viral. This is a very dangerous practice, so people need to be very careful at what they do. I pointed out in the chat numerous times that people had made false statements here, Chris, regarding a particular show, and they were defending this guy who had no answer to the questions regarding what biomarkers were. And, you know, I asked him specifically to find out, but he had no answer. He had no specifics and no references for any of these alleged studies. So
well, then that's how you get to the bottom of things.
Research.
Yeah, appreciate that, Dave. I agree. Folks will tell me, oh, I read this and that, but I don't believe any of it. Well, why are you spending the time reading it? Why aren't you reading something important and double-checking it and acting on it? That's, you know, makes me think people are flaunting their helplessness, unfortunately, but good point, Dave. Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. This is Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. The site is liberationstation.com. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for expressing yourself, even if it's sitting in silence and stillness of your own soul, your God-given peace, and sending those good vibes out through the environment, throughout creation. Until next time, every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll take great care.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.